Effective power. Effective power. We're talking about effective power. I want to just share a few things in regards to our tithes and offerings. So we want to be able to keep the power of God effective, keep the power of God in operation. But since we're talking about tithes and offerings, we're talking about wealth. The effective power for wealth. But it can be for health, it can be for wisdom, it can be for any and every area of our lives. We want the power of God to be effective. But when we're talking about tithes and offerings, we're going to be talking about wealth. So effective power for wealth. Let's go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 says, "And when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone," King James says, "if you have aught against any," and again, it doesn't say aught against many, it says aught against any. The problem isn't with having an aught against any or having anything against many people. It can just be enough, the little foxes spoil the vine. It gets the little things that can be just not against any. So if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. That's the last verse of Ephesians 4. It says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as." We're to do what? We're to be forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So we see here that we are supposed to forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake. Now again, the word Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is, it means the Messiah. It means the Anointed One. And when we're talking about the Anointed One, we're also talking about what he's anointed with, the anointing. And so as we understand, we see here that the Bible says that God says that we are to forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, for the sake of the Anointed One, and for the sake of the anointing, has forgiven you. Even as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven us, we ought to forgive one another. And so we need to understand this, that unforgiveness neutralizes the anointing. Forgiveness keeps our faith in operation. So when we're talking about the effect of power, we're wanting to know how to keep our faith in operation, keeping the power in operation, how to keep it operating. Amen? And so forgiveness keeps our faith in operation. Forgiveness keeps the power in effective operation. Unforgiveness neutralizes the anointing. Unforgiveness will shut down, hinder, stop the power from operating. In other words, it becomes ineffective. Right? So we are dependent on God's power, his anointing, to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that he's given us the power, the ability, the anointing to get, to obtain, and to make wealth. And so we're completely dependent on his power, his ability, and his anointing to get, to obtain, and to make wealth. Unforgiveness, then, renders us normal, average, and ordinary. Interesting. Normal, average, and ordinary. Meaning we're operating on our own. We're operating on our own. We're operating in our own strength, in our own ability, in our own resources. We're not able to tap in and take advantage of his power, his ability, because the anointing, scripture says, is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Hallelujah. It's supernatural power. But unforgiveness renders us normal, average, and ordinary, operating on our own without God's help of his power or his anointing. So what do we see here? We see forgiveness keeps our faith in operation. Forgiveness keeps our faith in operation. Forgiveness keeps the anointing operating. Forgiveness causes the power to continually be effective. Forgiveness keeps our faith in operation, which keeps the power and anointing flowing to get, to obtain, and to make wealth. So it's important that we live our lives in forgiveness. We are willing to forgive. We are quick to forgive. Amen? We understand here, based on Mark 11, 25, it says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive. In other words, it doesn't take 10 years, it doesn't take 20 years, it doesn't take 40 years to forgive someone, because it doesn't take that long to pray. He says, when you're standing praying, in other words, this is literally 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. When you're standing here praying, forgive. Why? Because forgiveness is a choice, just as love is a choice. And if we continue to choose to forgive, over the process of time, we will get the feeling. We choose to love, over the process of time, we'll get the feeling. But it doesn't start with a feeling. It doesn't have to start with a feeling. It's nice when it does start with a feeling, but it doesn't have to have a feeling. Why? Because it's a choice. Amen? So, effective power for wealth, one of the keys, big keys, is forgiveness. Amen? Forgiveness keeps our faith in operation. Amen.